Hello, this is Brian Michael Page. Welcome to the new Christos Vincit podcast, a division of the Christos Vincit network. Today is Monday, December 26, 2005. It is the second day in the octave of Christmas. An octave is an 8-day period that is known is given for certain solemnities. Easter also has an octave, which lasts until the second Sunday of Easter. Second Sunday of Easter, of course, is now declared by the late Pope John Paul II as Divine Mercy Sunday, once known as Low Sunday or Quasimodo Sunday. Quasimodo is that first Latin word for the introit or entrance chant of that day, not the Quasimodo that many know and love on the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Years ago, octaves were also given to such holy days as Ascension and Assumption. Today is also the feast of Saint Stephen. Stephen, of course, was a martyr for the Lord. While being received by the Lord, he asked for the Lord's forgiveness of those who were stoning him. It is also a day where stores are taking back returns, and also a day of everything you always wanted but didn't get for Christmas type sales. This being my first podcast, I guess we should start off with the compulsory introduction. Like I said in my opening sentences, I'm Brian Michael Page. Yes, I am known as Brian, not Michael, but I do use my full name professionally in my work as a musician. One of my sons is Brian Robert, also known as Brian, not Robert. I am the organist and music director at Holy Ghost Church in Tiverton, Rhode Island, and it turns out I am not the only one at Holy Ghost trying my hand at podcasting. My pastor and my boss, Father Jay Finelli, is another. I'd like to refer to him as the technological pastor. He's already done 9 podcasts. These can be heard at www.ipadre.net. His podcasting has inspired me to try a hand of doing some of my own. I've been at Holy Ghost for 14 months. We have a choir that I built from scratch. And when I say from scratch, I mean only one person remained from the previous choir director's ministry there. We're now a dozen strong and starting to do more material that we can sing in harmony. The choir, the pastor, and the parishioners are a wonderful lot. They're a pleasure to work with. I've served in several parishes in the Providence, Rhode Island Diocese for nearly a quarter of a century now. In the city of Woonsocket, I served at 2 parishes, Sacred Heart and Precious Blood. Both of these churches were once served by the late C. Alexander Pelequin, before he eventually went off to the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul in downtown Providence for the next 40-plus years. Many know Dr. Pelequin as a renowned composer of music for Catholic liturgy and as a great composer and organist. We do his Mass of the Bells as a regular part of our parish repertoire here at Holy Ghost. Coincidentally enough, he was only 19 years old when he started his Sacred Heart. So was I, just 4.5 decades later. I've also done 2 parishes in the city of Providence, St. Sebastian's on the east side, and Holy Name of Jesus. Holy Name was a unique parish for me, as it's Rhode Island's only parish with a diocesan-approved Tridentine Latin Mass. There's a really good Schola Cantorum down there that I had the pleasure to direct for 4 years. And my successor, Mr. Jacob Stott, is doing a wonderful job keeping that program going. They also have 3 Masses according to the current Missal as we know it. The Saturday Mass is in the chapel, which houses a cute little 6-rank mechanical tracker organ built by the Hook and Hastings Company of Boston back in the late 1890s. One Mass on Sunday has a gospel choir that sings most of the time, and maybe 1 or 2 Sundays a month with the organ and traditional music. There's another Mass on Sunday afternoons, which serves the African community, those people of Nigerian and Liberian ancestry. That Mass has its own music group. I'm a married man in my early 40s. I have a wonderful wife. Her name is Anne. I'm a father of 4. 2 of them are grown, working. One of them in college. Another one starting college soon. My wife and kids are a major inspiration for everything I do. Like music, they are my life. Today's podcast, by the way, comes from my own living room with my family here. You probably hear my children playing and my wife on a voice conference with her aunt from Tennessee and maybe a couple of friends. That's okay. It's our typical day when we're at home, and I'm always proud to show them off wherever I go. Just think of it as some sort of a reality show, kind of like the Osbournes, but with less offensive content and more family-like content. Mass went over quite well this Christmas. The vigil mass on Christmas Eve was standing room only. Par for the course anywhere these days. That comes from my own experience. The seats were full, including those in the choir room, and there were still about 20 to 25 people still standing. The choir, of course, sang at midnight, and we also had Nick and Ariel, our two trumpeters, at the midnight mass. Both of them did well despite the nerves. They're both young, and they're both new at playing in a parish setting. Half of the choir returned for the 10 o'clock mass on Christmas morning, despite my mentioning that they should save their voices for the upcoming concert and the rigorous rehearsal the night before that. But this just shows that these people are devoted to working AMDG. AMDG is the acronym for the Latin phrase Ad Maiorem Dei Gloria, translated for the greater glory of God. Let me tell you about some of the music we did this weekend. Before midnight mass, we did a couple of pieces as a choral prelude. We started with an introit that I actually wrote for Gaudete Sunday, which was 2 weeks ago, called Rejoice in the Lord Always. We closed the prelude with a beloved choral work by Beethoven, which is based on the opening verses of Psalm 19, The Worship of God in Nature. Its opening lines are, The heavens are telling the Lord's endless glory. Through all the earth, His praise is found. Standard carols at Mass included Adeste Fideles, which we all know as O Come All Ye Faithful, O Holy Night, Silent Night, for which we dimmed the lights after communion, and Joy to the World. In fact, O Holy Night and Silent Night are played on Father Finelli's iPadre podcast number 9, found at iPadre.net, along with his Midnight Mass homily. The choir also did a piece called Letentur Caeli. This piece is kind of unique. It's where a 16th century born Italian composer collaborates with a 20th century born American composer. The Italian composer, Giovanni Gastaldi, had written a hymn tune, ironically with a German title, In Dir ist Freude, which is known in English as In Thee is Gladness. If you still have a Worship 2 hymnal kicking around from the mid-70s, it's hymn number 139. The American composer is myself, adapting the first lines of the hymn tune to fit the Latin text, as well as writing music for additional verses from Psalm 96 in English. The Latin antiphon here is appointed as the offertory for Midnight Mass in the Gregorian Missal. The Gregorian Missal is a hymnal of chants which are appointed for each Sunday and major feast in the context of the Missa Normativa, that is, the normative Mass, the Mass as we know it today. Letentur Caeli et exultet terra ante faciem Domini, quoniam venit. Translation, Let the heavens be glad, and the earth rejoice before the face of the Lord, for he comes. For the other two masses without choir, the 4:30 vigil and the 8 o'clock on Christmas morning, in place of the choral anthems Letentur Caeli and O Holy Night, we gave the congregation two more well-known carols to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem and Angels We Have Heard on High. I purposely put the latter title in the communion slot because I knew the line, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, would be sung loudly by those waiting in line to receive our newborn King in the form of the Blessed Sacrament of Holy Communion. This Wednesday is our concert. It is the first concert I've done in 6 years and my second ever as a conductor. Since the choir will be up front this one time and the organ is out in the back, I hired my longtime friend and mentor, Mr. Ruel Gifford, to be our accompanist for the day. Mr. Gifford is currently organist and music director for St. Mary's Church in Providence. In addition to parish duties, he also directs a group called Pro Cantare, Rule and I go way back, 30 years. I was one of his choir boys at the age of 11, and I was singing tenor. And this is the same choir that had 12 and 13-year-old trebles, 15 and 16-year-old male altos, and I'm singing tenor with the guys. The two trumpeters from the Midnight Mass, Nick and Ariel, will also be coming back. We also have the Select Honors Band from Tiverton High School, which Nick plays for. There'll also be a segment for a carol sing, which everyone in the audience will get to sing 8 different Christmas carols, all standard ones. It's going to be fun. There's going to be coffee, pastry, and whatever after in the hall. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a nervous wreck, but I'm looking forward to it. And Father Finelli's looking forward to it. Here's a few websites to check out. First of all, the Christos Vincit blog. This is a blog that I run with my partner, Nick Bayshore. Nick is a young organist that was recently appointed to become music director at the Cathedral of St. Patrick in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The full name of the blog is Christos Vincit, the Diary and Musings of Some Snarky Music Ministers. Explanations later on the word snarky. You can find us at christosvincit.blogspot.com. C-H-R-I-S-T-U-S Vincit, V-I-N-C-I-T .blogspot.com. There is no www in the link. Second, Father Finelli's iPadre Catholic Podcasts. Father is an excellent speaker. I'm not just saying this because he's my boss. He really is good. Podcast number 9 is his Midnight Mass homily, recorded live at Midnight Mass. You'll enjoy the music, but of course you'll enjoy his Christmas message. There's also a forum linked within to offer feedback on any and all of Father's podcasts. He has a link to another podcast called The Voice of Mary, which offers brief messages from the Blessed Mother. You can find the iPadre at www.ipadre.net. That's ipadre.net. Third, Holy Ghost Parish has its own website, also maintained by Father Finelli. It's at holyghostcc.org. All the goings-on of the parish, and some nice pictures, too. Speaking of which, the iPadre's podcast number 8 is a walking tour of the church, featuring me on the organ playing an impromptu of the hymn tune Wacket auf. Yeah, that's the German name, which is used for the text Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying, a familiar Advent text. You'll love the sound of our new Rogers organ. We just got it a year ago. It was fully donated by an anonymous donor. It's a 2-manual Rogers Insignia Series 577 digital instrument, which can often sound like you're playing a good-sized pipe organ. Technology has gotten that good. Again, the parish website is at www.holyghostcc.org. And finally, I just finished creating a website for the parish music ministry at Holy Ghost. Included in it is a Meet the Director page, a page about the Rogers organ, hymn list for forthcoming weeks. Right now it's updated from Christmas to Epiphany. The weeks of Winter Ordinary Time will be coming soon. That, of course, is that period that runs from the Sunday after Epiphany up through just before Ash Wednesday. It's also the first music ministry site that I've done since my days at Holy Name. Also, for the first time, I've included a newsletter in PDF form. This newsletter is called Veni Creator Spiritus. The title is also the name of a well-known chant hymn for Pentecost, its origin going back to the 9th century. Its English translation by Edward Coswell back in the 19th century also results in a well-known hymn, Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed. Add to that the name of the parish patron, Holy Ghost, and there you go. Right now it's on a free host until I can get a domain name registered up and running. So please bear with the long name for now. It's www.geocities.com/bpage69/8 HG Music. I'll repeat it again because it's long. www.geocities.com/bpage, P-A-G-E, 69, HG Music. The B page is my username, and the HG Music is, of course, short for Holy Ghost Music. One last time, www.geocities.com/bpage69/HG Music. Some of you may be wondering, why the name Christus Vincit? Christus Vincit is the title of a hymn to Christ the King that was well known before the current Mass was introduced. The antiphon Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat, translated, Christ conquers, Christ reigns, Christ rules. Just 6 years ago, I wrote my own setting of the antiphon. Then, in an attempt to adapt the hymn for use in the context of today's liturgy, I added the verses in Latin to Psalm 93. That would be Psalm 92 if you are reading out of the Latin Vulgate Bible, or its most faithful English translation, the Douay Rheims Bible. The music, rather than loud and pompous, is soft and rather mystical, uses mainly flute stops on the organ for the antiphon, and a celeste string stop for the verses. Its harmony uses an influence of the late Alexander Pelequin, and switches back and forth from the G Lydian mode and the key of E major, which is an Ionian mode. The G Lydian mode uses the D major key signature, which is two sharps, but the tonic is not D, but G, the fourth of that key. I want to thank you for joining me in this initial Christus Vincit podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts to come. They can only get better with time. Just like the Holy Ghost Choir, they've gotten better with time. And they will continue to improve. Someday soon, I'll work on getting a promo for this podcast, and maybe I'll get a jingle up and running as well. In the peace of Christ, the newborn Prince of Peace, I am Brian Michael Page. Take care. Goodbye.